What's your tight end situation this year?
Say again?
Tight end.
Tight end? It's the same as it was when we finished the season, really.
Rodgers, but are you in the market for another tight end? Are you going to be picking me up?
We're always starting in the market at all the positions. I'm not trying to be vague or general, but it's hard to say, you know. We're always searching. We're always trying to look and trying to get better. And tight end's a position that we value, but we value a lot of the other positions as well.
Ted, do you have any updates or insight about Jordy Nelson's recovery? Have you seen him around the building or just kind of know how he's progressing?
Yes, I've seen him around the building. He's around the building all the time. I mean, literally all the time. He's a workout rehab freak, like you would imagine. Any of you guys that have been around him. That was a hard thing for him to do, sit out a season. But he looks great. You sometimes wonder if he was really hurt, you know.
I'm
just kidding.
So is he running on it and stuff yet, or like?
No, they're doing stuff, more machine stuff. And I can't tell you exactly what it is. I'm not even, probably even supposed to, but I'm not smart enough to tell you what it is. It's machine stuff.
Ted, you got a chance to see the Packers play Arizona twice late in the season, and to see a player like Deion Buchanan. And I was kind of wondering what you thought of the emergence of the kind of safety linebacker hybrid, and whether there's a spot for that kind of player in Green Bay.
Well, I think, number one, there's always a spot for a football player, and I'm no different than any other general manager you're going to have up here. They're going to say the same thing, that if the guy can play football, they'll find a place for him. And I think that's the way it is with those sort of players, that you'll look and figure out different ways with your coaching staff that you can utilize those guys.
Ted, the last 3 years you've had, I guess, what would be characterized as heartbreaking losses in the playoffs. Each time you had a young guy kind of make a key mistake, whether it's Micah Hyde as a rookie dropping an interception, a second-year player, Brandon Bostic, not doing his job on onside kickoff. And then this year, Demarius Randle, another rookie, had a great year, makes a key blown coverage against Larry Fitzgerald. Looking at that trend, does it give you any kind of pause in regards to your draft and development mantra and sticking so much to it, as opposed to maybe dipping your toe in free agency just a little bit?
Thanks for bringing up those things. No, I know. I appreciate the question and the time it took to think about it. We value draft and development. We value free agency. We have guys, Julius Peppers, guys that have been free agents. If you can help us win football games and, you know, be a good teammate and that sort of thing, you have a place for us. And so we're not opposed to doing that. But we've said all along, you know, if it was in a perfect world, you'd be able to draft and develop and keep your own players. And I think maybe that's the simplest
Kansas
way.
State fullback Glenn Gronkowski,
well, that's just rude.
Kansas State fullback Glenn Gronkowski, podium C.
Gronk.
Might have been on the party boat.
Did that answer your question?
Somewhat.
Okay, see, that's the kind of answers I want to give.
What's your evaluation of Clinton Dix through his first couple of seasons?
I think he's played at a very high level in a fairly exposed role, and we've asked him to do a lot of different things, as do everybody else in the league in terms of their safety production. But we do ask him to do a lot of different things, and I think he's done a really good job.
Ted, getting back to that long thought-out question, does the philosophy change at all? And I don't want to say take more risk, but you be more aggressive if maybe you think the window of opportunity for success is maybe closing a little bit?
Not really. I don't think we go through life in the NFL of saying, okay, now we're going to have this philosophy. Oh, but 2 years from now, we're going to have to change to some other philosophy. I think you have a philosophy on how you think is the best way to build a team. It doesn't necessarily mean that those philosophies that people report, that everything that we do or ascribe to those are not necessarily true. We, like I just went through, we sign free agents. We look into free agency. We've been doing it for the last several months, prospective free agency. So, no, we're not going to chase a ghost just because we think something clock is ticking.
Most people think of Aaron Rodgers as a mobile quarterback first. Obviously, he is mobile. But with the advent of Tan and Russell and all these other guys, design runs, do you think the concept of the mobile quarterback is now a mainstream industry? Whether it's Aaron as mobile, Alex Smith as mobile, or Tan or Russell?
What? I do. I think it doesn't necessarily mean you're always going to have a mobile quarterback. But and it doesn't necessarily mean you're always going to put that quarterback at risk, no matter how mobile he is. But I do think that it's you see it all in college, and it's made its way into the NFL. And I think you'll continue to see mobile quarterbacks take advantage of their ability to move around and save plays or actually be an offensive player.
So much depth at the linebacker defensive line position. Yeah, does that make your job here easier, or does that make it harder to evaluate the talent?
I don't know how to answer that. I don't necessarily think my job is easy, but at the same time, I wouldn't want you guys to leave here and think it's not really hard. I don't know. We don't look at it day to day like that. We look more long term, and we want to see, you know, where are we strong? Do we need to get more help? And does that apply for free agency? Does it apply for the draft? Does it apply for whatever? But we're always trying to make sure we're solid at as many positions as we can be. I don't know that you ever get to the point where you feel like you're perfectly set at any at a roster, though. I think you're always looking.
Yeah, Ted, could you talk about changing the drills and the combines? If you had your choice, what would you change?
Your discipline, not just on the field.
I don't know, and I don't know politically whether I'm supposed to know. I'm not trying to be a smarty, but there are people making decisions in that regard, and nobody's asked for mine, and I'm maybe not supposed to give mine. So maybe the safe way is just to back out. And you can ask Mark Murphy. He's on the competition committee, and he might tell you.
When you look at how your seasons have ended the last 2 years, overtime, without your offense, when you look at how your seasons have ended the last 2 years in overtime without the offense in football, would you like to see a change to the overtime rules to ensure that both sides get to touch in overtime?
That's another question that's probably a little bit higher than my pay grade. There are people here that can answer that question and give you reasons behind it. I'm talking about studies and 20-year studies and 30-year studies and things like that that I'm not privy to. So I think you'd be better off getting a good answer from them.
Ted, I hesitate to ask, but can you give us anything on the two Jameses, Starks and Jones, as I believe they're headed towards free agency?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're part of the group that we like to have back, sure.
Ted, what's your summary of last season, and then how do you think you can position for the future?
A summary for last year is I think we played well. We were typical in that we started off with a really good win streak. Then we stubbed our toe a little bit as we got along. Then we put ourselves in a position to get in the playoffs and had a chance to advance, and we lost a tough game. And what was the other part of the question?
Position for the future.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're a solid team. I think we've got good players. at places that you need good players, and I don't think we have a lot of weaknesses, so I think we're going to be a competitive team for some time to come.
Hey, I'm doing something on guards, and I wanted to know what's the...
Guards?
Guards, yeah.
You're doing something on guards?
Yeah, kind of boring.
Okay. I don't get that very often.
What kind of skill set do you look for in guards, and when you do not have good guard play, how does that manifest itself in the offense?
First of all, the office goes nuts if you don't have good guard play. Secondly, good guard play would be the same thing would be for good tackle play. You need to have the size, the length, the strength, the power, the ability to force their will on other people, timing, finesse. It's not a secret. None of these things are secrets. But that's what offensive line play in the National Football League is a difficult thing to do, and I admire the ones that can do it, and they're not easy to find.
Ted, if you identify an area of need for your team, what goes into deciding whether it would be something that you would address in a more short-term capacity, like maybe bringing in an older free agent similar to Julius Peppers, and how do you decide which positions need to be addressed with younger players like you did before?
Yeah, we worked through that with our personnel group in Green Bay, and kind of plot out what's available. At first, you have to know what's available and not only know it, but evaluate it and be honest about your evaluation. You know, sometimes you can kind of label a guy as somebody that can come in and do this or this, and in fact, they can't do this or this. And I think that's where you kind of get in trouble. Is that my phone or somebody else? Okay, that's good. It's not mine. I like Ben. I thought he was very good, especially offensive mind, which he was very devoted to when he was there in Green Bay, and worked well with the quarterbacks, and good guy, good coach.
About the transition
to
head coach.
Oh, you never know how that's going to work, but I would think he'd be good at it. I mean, that's not the easiest environment probably in New York, but I'm from a little town in Texas, so I wouldn't know.
Curious your thoughts on Calvin Johnson.
Calvin Johnson walking away. How?
If he walks away, how does that change the dynamic?
Well, he's still a very, very good player. There's a part of me that would like to make sure he gets the note that I think he should retire. But that's his business, you know, and he's a professional football player. In fact, just from afar, and I've never been around him that much, but from afar, he seems to be one of the more impressive professional athletes that there are. He is, in terms of the way he conducts himself and that sort of thing. So, I'd wish him well, but he's way smarter than I am. I'm sure he can figure it out.
What do you look with Mike McCarthy, the reports that he was unhappy or frustrated with your lack of activity in free agency?
Yeah, no, I don't know. I saw that, too. I don't know where that came from.
When you're looking at small school guys, what has to stand out? Obviously, they're not playing SEC competition, so that's all different. So what do you look for?
I think the same thing. You know, you're looking for football players. I mean, it's easy to fall back on that when you're in draft meetings or in personnel meetings. You're going, you know, what's he do good? Well, I don't know, but he's a football player. Sometimes you get overboard doing that, but I think you do have to keep stuff like that in mind. You know, how's he do in terms of what we like to do offensively or defensively? Is he that sort of a player? And just kind of work it through.
Is this a big setting then for a guy like that? Maybe didn't get an all-star game or whatever?
The combine? Yeah, this is an important setting for a lot of these guys. I mean, like you say, there's 32 teams plus that are anxious to watch these guys show their stuff.
Last one here. For a team like yourself, when you've got a quarterback eating up kind of 20 or something on your cap, you managed to have that, but still not let that crack your cap necessarily. What has been maybe the single biggest key to doing that and maintaining that?
Well, I'm not sure. It's an interesting question. We work at our stuff just like 31 other teams works at their stuff. I don't know that we have any secrets in that. We try to make sure that, you know, we have the facilities and the or the players to fit roles. So I don't know how in-depth I want to get on that because it's not a secret, but we work pretty hard at managing, you know, the business side of it, and that's part that has to come up from time to time and oftentimes this time of year.